Okay, today's daf is Makos Daf Yud Beis. We are holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph, and Beis Reishir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchus Rufua Shalema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frumit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Baschaya, which both have Rufua Shalema, Besoch Shar Chola Yisrael. So we're holding on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph and Beis, and we're continuing to discuss issues of an Ir Miklat. And today we're going to discuss what if a Kohen Gadol finds out that not only is he not a Kohen Gadol, he's not a Kohen. How does that affect the status of the Rotzeach and the Gol Adam as far as Nir Miklat is concerned? The Gemara is going to talk about Yoav and also the Sarah Shal Edom both making mistakes about the protection that the Mizbeach affords a person who is Rotzeach B'shogeg, and we're going to talk about whether you can bury somebody in an Ir Miklat. We're going to talk about whether the tchum of an Ir Miklat can protect somebody. We're going to have a machlokas whether a Gol Adam is allowed to kill somebody before the Gemar Din, whether a Gol Adam can kill a Rotzeach who leaves an Ir Miklat B'shogeg. Certainly if he leaves B'mezid, the Gol Adam is allowed to kill him. What if he only leaves B'shogeg? And before the mission on the bottom, we're going to talk about whether a son is allowed to be a Gol Adam for his father. The father kills one of his sons. Can the other son now kill the father as a Gol Adam, or is Kibbut Av a factor in that cheshbon? Then the sugya on the bottom of the daf, going over Tamid Beis, is going to be about a tree on the border of the tchum of the Ir Miklat. What if part of the tree is inside the tchum of the Ir Miklat, part of the tree is outside of the tchum of an Ir Miklat? So do we consider anyone who's on that tree to be inside, to be outside? We're going to ask what seems like a stira between the halachos of Nir Miklat and the halachos of Meiser Sheni as far as a tree is concerned, because by Meiser Sheni also it's critical where you are. If you're in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. Outside of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat Meiser Sheni. But on the flip side, if you're outside of Yerushalayim, you're still allowed to be poda Meiser Sheni. If you're in Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to be poda Meiser Sheni. So what if you're on a tree that's partially inside Yerushalayim, partially outside of Yerushalayim? So we're going to see how to resolve that issue. And then the Mishnah toward the end of Amud Beis, first Mishnah on Amud Beis, but toward the end of Amud Beis is going to discuss what if a person kills while he's in an Ir Miklat? How do we do? Or what if a Ben Levi who lives in the Ir Miklat already? What if such a person kills? How do we deal with it? And what did they do in the Midbar as far as Ari Miklat were concerned before they came into Eretz Yisrael? So let's begin. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Abaye? Yes. Yeah, so Amar Abaye, about 8 lines before the end of the page. Amar Abaye, Niktina Nigmar Dino Meis, Molichnes Atzmos of Lisham. If a person had a Gemar Din and then he died, we bring his bones to the Ir Miklat. Dechziv, Lashuv Lashavis Baretz Atmos HaKohen. Vezu Yeshiva Shi Baretz. What does it mean? Lashavis Baretz in the land? Havyom Rezu Kvura. That must be a reference to Kvura. That's the only way a person could dwell literally in the land. Tana Meis Kodim Shemes Kohen Gadol, Molichn Atzmos of Al Kivrei. That if the Rotzeach dies before the Kohen Gadol dies, we bring his bones to Kivrei Avosav. D'chsiv Yoshuv Rotzeach El Eretz Achuzaso. Ezu Yeshiva Shehi Be Eretz Achuzaso. What does it mean to have a yeshiva in Eretz Achuzaso? Ve'amar Zukvura Nigmar Dino V'Nasa Kohen Ben Grusho Ben Chalut. So what if he had a Gemar Din, but then it turns out that the Kohen Gadol discovers that he's a Ben Grusho Ben Chalut, so he discovers that he's a Chalut, so he's not even a Kohen. So Pligibar Rabbi Yami Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Chad Amar Mesakuna. One says Mesakuna, meaning it's as if the Kohen Gadol dies, and therefore if the Kohen Gadol dies after the Gemar Din, the Rotzeach simply does not go to Galus, so the Rotzeach is off the hook. No, it's a Gloy Milsim Afreya that there wasn't a Kohen Gadol. This guy might have acted like a Kohen Gadol, looked like a Kohen Gadol, but he wasn't a Kohen Gadol. And the halacha is that if there was no Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemar Din, so then the person is stuck. It's a Rotzeach that's Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. He's going to have to go to the Ir Miklat. He's never going to be able to leave the Ir Miklat. So that is the major machlokas in two opposite extremes. Either he doesn't even have to go in the first place, or he has to go and he's never allowed to leave. So maybe that machlokas, says the Gemara, lema beplukta, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua kemiflugi. Maybe they're arguing in the same machlokas as Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua. Ditnan, hayomid umakrav al gabi amizbeach. The Mishnah discusses a similar issue, not about an Ir Miklat, but a Kohen who's in the middle of doing the avoda. He's being makrav al gabei hamizbeach. And as he's being makriv al gabei hamizbeach, v'nodeshu ben grusha ben chalutza, he discovers that he is a chalal. Rabbi Elazar recalled karbanos shehikriv psulin. All of his karbanos are pasul. He was never a kohen, and therefore everything he did was pasul. Rabbi Shua machshir. Rabbi Shua says no, it's avodos kasher. So mandi amar mesa, the one that says that we view it as if there was a kohen gadol and then he died the second he discovered his chalalus. So Rabbi Yeshua, that goes like Rabbi Yeshua, that the avoda that this fellow has done is going to be kosher, even though we now know that he was a chalal. Umandiyam rabata, Rabbi Eliezer, the one that says that, no, we have to look l'mafreya and say that it's all cancelled, everything, he was never a kohen gadol, that would follow, and therefore his avoda is all pasul, that would follow Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the avoda is all pasul. So it's exactly the same machloka. Says the Gemara, no, it's not. Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the guy's avoda is pasul, enochinami, kuliyamalo pligi, everyone would agree that by the ir miklat, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that it's as if there was no kohen gadol, and therefore this guy is going to be stuck going to an ir miklat, will never be able to leave the ir miklat. Ki pligi, the machlokas amorayim, though, about the ir miklat, is aliba to Rabbi Yeshua, it's within shitas Rabbi Yeshua, meaning recognizing that shitas Rabbi Yeshua is that a guy who's doing the avoda and then discovers that he's a chalal, that his avoda is kosher, would Rabbi Yeshua even say he has a din of a kohen gadol legabe an ir miklat? Mandi amar mesa, Rabbi Yeshua, certainly the one that says it's as if the kohen gadol has just died, that he existed, he was a kohen gadol, and now he died, and therefore the rotzech does not have to go to an ir miklat. That's exactly like Rabbi Yeshua, that we actually are gores his kohuna up until the point that he discovers that his kahuna does not exist. But the one that says that batla, that it's completely batel, that's only over there. That's because there's a specific pasuk that says that ufal yad tirtza afilu chalolin shabo. That chelo means that even the chalolin, the avoda is going to be kosher. Meaning a special gezeres hakasuf about avoda, that even if it turns out that you're a chalol, the avoda is still going to be acceptable. But that's a special gezeres hakasuf. Aval hacha afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda. But when it comes to near miklat, we have to acknowledge he's not really a Kohen Gadol, and there he's not really a Kohen, and therefore even Rabbi Yoshua would be Moda, that it's not going to be viewed as if the Kohen Gadol died, but rather it's going to be viewed as if there never was a Kohen Gadol. So the whole machlokas is within the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. Just yesterday, I'm speaking in Stern College next week, and they sent me a list of Shilas that they want me to speak about. So oddly, one of the Shilas they wanted me to speak about is, what if a Kohen later on in life discovers that he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, that he's a chalal. So Kavod Abrios, can he still get the first aliyah? Can he still duchen? And so it's okay. It's this sugya, but there's no hava mina that going forward that he's allowed to act like going. The whole question is retroactively, is it mechalal the avoda? The whole question is retroactively, how do we view it? Of course, he's not allowed to. So that will be a short shiur. So the sometimes, like when you speak at these places, like the questions are very broad and general questions that are nogea to everybody. And sometimes, you know, when they ask kids to submit questions, like probably it's a little personal. You know, probably someone's I can't imagine it's nogea to the vast majority of. Okay, anyway, so but it happens to be that even going forward, it's not so pashut that there's nothing. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bias Migdash that a Kohen in the sixth paragraph of Hilchos Bias Migdash Halachiyot, that a Kohen who's avad v'nivdak v'nimtza chalal avodasu ksheru l'sha'avar ve'eino ovid la'aba, he's not allowed to continue doing the avoda going forward. But the Rambam says v'im avad lo chilel, if he does the avoda, he's not mechal the avoda. It sounds from the Rambam that even going forward, if he does the avoda, he's not mechal the avoda. So the Achronim all ask, why is it considered kemesa kuna, that if he's nimsa chalal, it says mesa kuna, his din didn't really change after he's nimsa safik chalal. The avoda that he did until now is kasher, and the avoda that he does afterwards is going to be kasher b'diavet, according to the Rambam. So the Aruch Lener is a whole fancy explanation of what exactly the the Rambam means. The Rambam happens to paskin that Nigmar Dino v'nimtza Kohen Gadol ben Grusha ben Chalutza batla kuhuna. It's as if Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol and he's any yotzim shom the olam. That it's as if there was no Kohen Gadol at all. The Kesem Mishnah explains that the reason the Rambam paskins batla kuhuna is because in third parak of Kiddush, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua's svar is based on Baruch Hashem Chelo, and that said according to the Man Yamar of Batla Kuhuna, and also because it sounds that way in the Yerushalmi. So there are indications to specifically say Batla Kuhuna based on other sources, based on Yerushalmi or whatever else. Okay, two dots now. Says the Gemara, Nigmar Dina v'chule. Amar Avidom Rav, Shteitu Yosta Yoav Batla Sosha. Yoav, when he was trying to avoid being killed by Bnei Yahu, made two major mistakes. There is a drasha, as Rashi points out, Me'im Mizbechi Tikachanu V'lo Me'al Mizbechi, that you're allowed to take a guy off from near the Mizbeach, but not from on the Mizbeach to kill him. So Yoav went to achieve a refuge by the Mizbeach, but he made two errors in halacha. Yoav ran to the Oel Hashem, he ran to the Mishkan, and he grabbed on to the Karnos HaMizbeach. So mistake number one was Ta'ashenu Kalei Talagagovu Tofis Bekarnosav. He was grabbing the wrong part of the Mizbeach. Only the Gag HaMizbeach is actually Kalei. He was holding on to the Karnos HaMizbeach. And also Ta'a, She'enu Kalei Talagagovu Mizbeach Beis Olamim Vu Tofis Mizbeach Shal Shiloh. That only Mizbeach Beis Olamim, only the Mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash is Kolet, and he was holding on to the Mizbeach of Shiloh. Rashi points out, no, he wasn't. The Mishkan wasn't in Shiloh in Yoav's time. In the days of David and Shlomo, the Mishkan was long gone from Shiloh. So Rashi says, now we have to change a little bit. V'utafas b'Mizbeach shel Bama sha'asa David l'fnei Aaron shaya ba'ol asher netalo David bi'ir David. That he was being tafas in the oel in a Mizbeach shel Bama and not actually Mizbeach shel Shiloh, because the Mizbeach was not, as we said, was not in Shiloh at that time. Rather, it was in Givon. So, okay, but those were his two mistakes. Abayam Rabba Hanami Mitata, that there was in fact a third mistake. Tashenu Kolit El Kohen Vavodu Biyado Bu Zarhaya. The Mizbeach only protects someone when he's a Kohen in the middle of doing the Avoda, and Yoav was a Zar. He was not a Kohen doing the Avoda, so it wouldn't have protected him anyway. So those were potentially his three mistakes. You have to figure out what exactly the machlokas is, why you would not include that third mistake on the list. But Amrei Shlakish, Sholosh Tu'iyos Asit Sarah Shal Romi Litos. There are three mistakes that the Sarah Shal Romi is going to make a mistake La Asadavo. Dechsev Mizeh Bamei Adam Chametz Begadim Mi Bitzara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu comes from killing the Sarah Shal Romi, and the pasuk describes as if he's stained from the blood of the Sarah Shal Romi. As Rashi writes, Chametz Begadim Mi Damo Shal Samal V'Afal Pi Sheina Malachim Basar V'Dam Obviously, Malach doesn't have any dam, but we say this as an expression to understand what just happened, that the Sarah Shal Romi is not going to get any refuge, he's going to die. This Malach of Rome is going to die. Why? What mistakes did he make? First of all, he went to the wrong city. Only Batra is actually going to protect. The Ritva writes, it doesn't mean Batra Shepe Edom, because Ari Miklat are only in Eretz Yisrael. So obviously he wouldn't have made such an obvious mistake. It means Batra in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Second mistake he made was that it only works for someone who was shogeg, he was mazed. And third, the idea of being protected only applies to human beings, and he wasn't a human being, he was a malach. Amar Rabbi Yehovah, Ari Miklat lo nitnu l'kvura. Ari Miklat, one is not allowed to be buried in a near Miklat. You're not supposed to bury people in near Miklat. Tichsiv, v'megrushayim yu l'vehemtam, ul'ruchusham, ul'chol chayosam. L'chayim nitnu v'lo l'kvura. So we darshan from that last phrase, that yes, it's given l'chayim, but it's not given l'kvura. L'chol chayosam teaches us dafka for the living. Meisve, shama, but we darshan previously when the pasuk says shama, we darshan shamte dirasso, shamte misasso, Shamte Kvuraso, that he's supposed to stay there, even be buried there. So apparently it is Nitan Lekvura, and it's Gemara Rotzech Shaini, Degali Berachmana. A Rotzech can be buried there, because over there we have Shama, that Shamte Kvuraso, but outside of the Rotzeach, no one's allowed to be buried there. Some of the Achronim raise the question, why doesn't the Gemara give a different answer? That there's a difference between the original six Ari Miklat and the other Ari Elvim. The six Ari Miklat are Nitan Lekvura, and the other Ari Elvim are not Nitan Lekvura. The Gemara is going to make a chilik in tomorrow's daf that in the six Ari Miklat, the Golem are not allowed to be Malim Schar Lelevim. They're not allowed to pay rent to the Levim who live there, but in the other in the other 42 that the Tanaim have a machlokas whether they're Malim Schar Lelevim. So the Achronim suggests that it's a dochak to say that when Rabbi Yavo says Ari Miklat Lo Nitnu Lekvura, he's not referring to the actual Ari Miklat. He's referring to the other 42 Ari Levim. He used the term Ari Miklat. So Ari Miklat, you would imagine, would certainly include the basic Ari Miklat. Kishem Shir Kolet. Then the Mishnah said that just like the city is Kolet, the Tchum of the city is also Kolet. Uriminu V'yashav Ba V'lo B'tchuma. Didn't we learn, it says V'yashav Ba, that the Rotzeach should dwell in the Ir Miklat, and doesn't that mean, and not in the Tchum of the Ir Miklat? So it says, Maramabai Lo Kasha, Kan Liklot Kan Ladur. There's a difference between the ability of it to afford protection and the ability to live there. Yes, it affords protection, but he's still not allowed to live in the tchum of the Ir Miklat. The Ritva says, yeah, but the Ibura Shalir, he is allowed to live, because the Ibura Shalir is considered like the city itself, Legabe Nedarim and Legabe other things. The Gemara Nedarim says, someone who's Nodar Mini Ir is Mutar B'tchuma, but Asr B'Ibura. The Ibura Shalir is the first 70 Amos outside of the city when it's right near another city. So in the Ibura Shalir, he's allowed to live. So says Gemara, Lador, wait, to live in the Tchum? Typically, Donos and Sadam Migrash, or Migrash, Sadam Migrash, Yervlo, Ir Migrash. The Torah is very makbid on the topography of the city of the Ir Miklat, and exactly how much area around it should be empty and should not be settled and should be wide open. So obviously, he's not allowed to live in the Tchum HaShalir. The Tchum HaShalir is not allowed to be settled at all. So I'm Rav Shesha, so Nitzcha El Mechilos. Now, the Chiddush is that as far as the dinim of the zoning laws of where you're not allowed to have residential areas, that would only be above ground. But underground, you want to live in a cave, you want to build yourself a cave underground, so gizontate, you're allowed to do that b'tchum shal ari levia. But not if you're a rotzeach. The rotzeach is not protected b'tchum shal ir. Rotzeach shiyotzeh chutz l'tchum. Then we discuss the rotzeach who leaves the tchum. So we had a discussion in the Mishnah, if the Gaal Adam finds him, where Rabbi Yossi Aglili says the Gaal Adam has a mitzvah to kill him, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, he doesn't have a mitzvah, just a reshus. Rabbi Yossi had said, anybody else is allowed to kill him, and Rabbi Akiva says, no, anybody else who kills him is a cold-blooded murderer. So now says Gmartan Rabban, we have a brice that says as follows, V'ratzach Gaal Adam is ratzach, mitzvah biyad Gaal Adam, that it's a mitzvah for the Gaal Adam to kill him. Ain't no Gaal Adam, if there's no Gaal Adam, reshus biyad Gaal Adam, div Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Then other people are allowed to kill them. That's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili says. Now, the Mishnah did not add this detail of Ein Lo Gaal Adam, that other people are only allowed to kill him if he doesn't have a Gaal Adam. And Lechora, why should it matter if he has a Gaal Adam or not? Are other people allowed to kill the Rotzeach? Is this part of his Onesh or not? So some of the Achronim suggest, no, Ein Lo Gaal Adam, the reason why we add that detail is because it's not right for other people to kill him when there is a Gaal Adam, even though they have a Rishus, they really shouldn't do it because they're robbing the Gaal Adam of his opportunity to do a mitzvah. Meaning, you do it, it'll only be a Dvar Rishus. The Gaal Adam does it, and it'll be a mitzvah. So why would you take away his opportunity to do a mitzvah? Rabbi Kiva Omer Rishus Biyad Gaal Adam V'Kol Adam Chayavir Lav. Rabbi Kiva, as he said in our Mishnah, says, no, the Gaal Adam is allowed to kill him, and anybody else is going to be Chayav Misa for killing him. They're just a murderer if they kill him. So my time is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why does Rabbi Yossi Aglili think it's a mitzvah biyad gaal adam? Because he says, miksiv im ratzach, does it say if he kills? If he kills would imply that he has the option. But no, it says veratzach, which implies that he's supposed to kill. Rabbi Akiva, miksiv yirtzach, and Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, but does it say you should kill? It doesn't say that either. It just says veratzach. A third cheetah, it seems like, that a rotzeach who leaves the tchum of the Yer Miklat, Gol Adam finds him and he kills him. So what? Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, we give him a yashakayach, he did a mitzvah. Rabbi Akiva said, we say, okay, fine, you're within your rights. Comes along this third cheetah, you're chayv misa. You had no right to kill this guy. Come on, look, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, look, Rabbi Akiva. That seems to be against both Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva. So it seems that here we have an Amora, Marzutra Bartuvia, in the name of Rav, that's arguing on two Tanaim. Says, well, no, who the Amar Kiai Tan? He's not arguing on two Tanaim, he is arguing on two Tanaim, but it's only because he holds like a third Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Lazar, Amar, Rabbi Lazar is a third Shita. Says, Aramdel Lefnei Eidel Mishpat, Matam Lomar. What does that phrase teach us? Lefi Shanem Avratzach Kol Adamas Ratzach. Yochel miyad, you might think he kills him right away. Tabalomer ad amdal lefnei edel mishpat. Then no, you have to wait until the gemar din to kill him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kiva, hi ad amdal lefnei edel mishpat. My darshi bay. What do they do with the phrase ad amdal lefnei edel mishpat? Whom by leilich detanya? They use it to teach the following din. Rabbi Kiva, Omer minayin l'sanhedrin sharu echad shargas enough ashem ramisno soat shiam bezin acher. How do I know that if a sanhedrin sees somebody kill someone, they saw it with their own eyes? How do I know the Sanhedrin can't just immediately take action and right away kill the person, and instead the person has to be judged in a different Beis Din? Tamad Lomar Adam Delefnei Eidel Mishpat Ad Shiyamud BeBeis Din Acher. That it's Adam Delefnei Eidel Mishpat. We learn from there that you need to be in a Beis Din Acher. Now there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav where the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that if Sanhedrin sees someone kill somebody, they're not allowed to kill him. How do I know? And it does not quote this pasuk. It says a different pasuk. Pasuk says VeYitzilu Eida. That part of the job of the Sanhedrin when they're being done dinin nefashos is do whatever they can, advance whatever arguments they can to let the guy off the hook, to let the guy not be chayiv. If you saw him kill somebody in cold blood, it's going to be very hard to argue in his favor. So the Sanhedrin is not going to be able to do that. Memela, they're not allowed to carry out the din. They have to let a different Sanhedrin carry out the din. So Tosin Roshan over there raises the kasha. It says Stira our Gemara learns from Adam Dulfnedil Mishpat and not from Vitzilu Eda. So he could have just answered what our Gemara was saying. This is how Rabbi Yosef Glin and Rabbi Akiva darsh in the pasuk, right? But if you don't darsh in the pasuk, Adam Dulfnedil Mishpat like Rabbi Yosef Glin and Rabbi Akiva, but rather like Rabbi Eliezer, so then you need a different source. But those over there suggest, now our Gemara is giving the source of the din. The Gemara over there is giving the tam of the din, the reason for the din. The reason is because they're not going to be able to argue in his favor. But the real source of the din is Adam Dulfnedil Eda Lemishpat is this source. There is an interesting discussion in one of the Achronim in the back of the Gemara in the Cheshek Shlomo. He raises Nistapakti. He says, "I have a suffek. Rotzeach sheyatzal chutz l'gvul ir miklato b'mezid kodem shemesa kohen gadol. What if the rotzeach leaves the ir miklat b'mezid before the kohen gadol dies?" And then v'takeaf mesa kohen gadol. So he did wrong. He left the Yermiklat, he wasn't allowed to. And then the kohen gadol dies. Lach shiyatza im yesh lo dam alo. Is the gol adam allowed to kill him at that point? Do we say that since he left, he's chayv misa for leaving, and therefore the gol adam is allowed to kill him? Or do we say no? The misa's kohen gadol is going to help. And then oddly, the cheshek shlomo adds bizman abayis avli ina ina noeg dina meilu klal rak dina malchus adina. Don't try this. Meaning we're not allowed to kill anyone. It's murder is illegal in the countries that we live, so you shouldn't go killing people, even if they leave in Yermiklat. I don't know why he had to add that in, whether there was some concern or something, but he adds that in. But he says he's not sure. So the Misa Kohen Gadol is not going to help because he's already Chayv Misa. Or do we say that no, that the Misa Kohen Gadol always helps? So he brings a Raya, according to the Shita in Gittin Daf Chav Ches, that the Lizman Meruba Chayshin on the Misa. There's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Ches that discusses, do we have to be Choshesh L'Misa in the context of a husband gives a shliach a get and says, here, deliver this to my wife. And then the shliach travels to find the wife. But it's by the time he gets there, it's months later, it's years later, the husband was very ill when they left him. Do you assume that the husband is dead and therefore he can't get divorced anymore, and the wife is therefore, if they didn't have children, going to have to face chalitza? Or do you assume that the husband is still alive? So there's a man diyamid there, that l'zman meruba were chayshin on the misa. So he says a sharp kasha. How could a gol adam ever kill a rotzeach if the guy leaves the gvul of the city? So you have to be choshesh for misas kohen gadol Shouldn't you have to be choshesh of the Kohen Gadol died? So he says, the dochak to say that we're talking about the Gaal Adam had heard earlier that day that the Kohen Gadol was still alive. And no, it sounds like even Lizman Meruba, you don't have to assume the Kohen Gadol is dead. You're allowed to you're allowed to kill him. So he says that it must be saying that the Gaal Adam, you're allowed to kill him, and you don't have to worry that the Kohen Gadol died. So Shamin and Lechora, that if you know that the Kohen Gadol died, so the Mises Kohen Gadol is going to help, even if he's Yatza B'Isser. That's what he suggests as a Raya. Then he rejects the Raya, but an interesting suffix, whether it's an Onesh for leaving, that you're Chayiv Misa, no matter what, or that, no, the Mises Kohen Gadol is always going to protect. Tanu Rabbana, now we have a new Braisa. Im Yatza Yatza Rotzeach. Mainly El B'mezid. B'shogeg minayin. How do I know that even if the guy leaves B'shogeg, you're allowed to kill him? Tam lomer im yotze yotze mikol makom. No matter what. Va'atanya, but we have a braisa, B'mezid narag B'shogeg ola, that only if he leaves B'mezid he gets killed, but if he accidentally wanders out of the Er Miklat, he only has to go back to Golos, he does not get killed. Lo kasha. It all depends whether you can darshan something extra from Yatso Yatza. The fact that the Torah uses a double expression. If you hold that you can darshan something from it, because the Torah doesn't just use double expressions like people do, so then you would darshan that even if he leaves Bishogeg, you're allowed to kill him. But if you hold Dibra Torah Kalash Mene Adam, that the Torah sometimes will use a double expression, no fancy drushes, no drushes to be made, so then you would hold that if he leaves Bishogeg, you're not allowed to kill him. Only if he leaves B'mezid. Amra Abayi Mestaver Kamandi Amra Dibra Torah Kalash Mene Adam. It makes more sense to assume Dibra Torah Kalash Mene Adam, and therefore if he leaves B'shogeg, you're not allowed to kill him. What's his onesh if he leaves B'shogeg? Go back. We just send him back to the Er Miklat. Why is that Mestaver? Shelo Yeisofo Chamor Mitchilaso. His act of leaving the Er Miklat should not have a more chamor din than killing in the first place. Matchilaso B'mezid Nerag B'shogeg Gola. Just like a person who kills B'mezid gets killed, but if he kills B'shogeg, his punishment is to go to Golos. Af Sofo, so too if he leaves the Er Miklat, B'mezid Nerag, if he does it B'mezid, he gets killed, but B'shogeg, if he does it B'shogeg, it should only be Gola. Tani Chada. Av Shaharag Bino Nasalo Gol Adam. If a father kills one of his sons, the other son can be a Gol Adam to kill the father. Vitani Idach Ein Bino Nasalo Gol Adam. Then another Bryce says, no, he can't. A son cannot be a Gol Adam to kill the father. Salema Harabi Yosef Lili Vaharabi Akiva. Maybe the Machlokas is Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Akiva. Is it a mitzvah to be a Gol Adam and to kill the Rotzeach? If it's a mitzvah, so you'd say, well, I don't care that he's my father. I have a mitzvah to do. So you have to do it. But if you say that it's a Rishus, so then you'd make an exception for a father. V'tizbra, b'elamad yom mitzvah, b'elamad yom rishus, mishari, nah. Even if it's a, if you all that it's a mitzvah, still, it can't be mutter to do to a father. V'amra baravuna, v'chein tan v'erim shor, l'kolina ben nasa shliach l'aviv, l'akoso, l'kolaso, chutz mi meses, sh'em ratar l'aso, l'chumal l'os chasa l'av. A son is not allowed to be the shliach beizdin to give his father malchus, even when he's chayv malchus. Now, normally, when a shliach beizdin gives someone malchus, he's doing a mitzvah. He's carrying out the justice that the Torah demands that we give someone malchus, or we do whatever his punishment is. And yet, apparently his son is not allowed to do it. So even if killing the Gol Adam is a mitzvah, it's no different than being a shliach beizdin that gives the malchus, and you're still not allowed to do that to a father, unless he's a mesis. A mesis is an exception to the rule, as we've seen in Masech Sanhedrin several times, that a mesis, lo sachmol, lo schasolav, we have no rachmanas for a mesis, we throw the book at him, we do whatever we can. So bottom line is, now we're stuck with the stira. We have two brises, one that says the son is allowed to be a Gol Adam, the other one says he's not allowed to be a Gol Adam, and you can't answer that one is going like Rabbi Yosef Glili, one's going like Rabbi Akiva. Ela lo kasha, habibno v'habiben bino. No, we messed up the case. The case was not that the father killed his son and another son wants to be the Gol Adam. The father killed his son and the son's son, the father's grandson, wants to be the Gol Adam. That he's allowed to do. You're not allowed to kill your own father's Gol Adam, but your own grandfather, that you're allowed to do. And an important comment of Rashi over here, ela lo kasha, Habibno, Habiben Bino, says Rashi, Haditanya in Bino Nasa Gol Adam, Bibno Shal Rotseach Ka'amar. Vadam Bino Nasa Gol Adam, Bibno Shal Harug Ka'amar. The son of the victim, Shehu Ben Bino Shal Rotseach, and he is the grandson of the Rotseach, and here's the key words, Ve'eno Muzar Al Kvodo. And there is no din of Kvod for the grandfather. So that's already a very controversial statement. There's no din of Kvod for a grandfather. grandfather, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that yes, there is a din of kavod. A person is chayiv b'kavod avi aviv, just not to the extent that he's chayiv b'kavod aviv. That's based on a Rashi and Chumash. Rashi and Chumash says that Yaakov brought karbanos to Elokei Aviv Yitzchak. So Rashi comments, it says Elokei Aviv Yitzchak and not Elokei Avram, because a person is chayiv b'kavod aviv yoser mikavod avi aviv. So when we talk about whose honor he's bringing these karbanos in honor of, it's got to be in honor of Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, because one has a greater level of cover of kliyus kavod to a father than to a grandfather. On the flip side, I mean, the Rama writes that he quotes a Yesh Omrim that a person is not chayiv b'kavod avi aviv, but he says eino nirali. He says I don't think it's correct. Who is that Yesh Omrim that there is no chayiv kavod for avi aviv? That is the shita of the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik in Siman Lamed was discussing a case of a person who wants to say kaddish for his grandfather. So does he get precedence? Can he join the rotation? Everyone else is that they used to be only one person says kaddish, just like only one person davens for a number in the minyan. So it used to be that they would take turns, that there would be some sort of rotation. There would be dine kadima. Does this guy get included in the cheshbon if he asks for a grandfather and not for a father? So the Marik says, nice idea to want to honor your grandfather that way, but there is no such din. There's no nagu kain. If there's no one else, you could say kaddish fine, but there is no such din. There's no din of kavod for a grandfather. He says, I bnei banim arayim kibanim. What do I? That's Maimer Chazal Gemara Kiddushin bnei banim arayim kibanim. He says that's le'inyan pruruvu. That's as far as the grandfather to the grandson. That if a grandparent has grandchildren and then the children Rachman al son die, so they're already mekayim pruruvu. They don't have to try to have more children because they've already left descendants in the next generation. That's bnei banim arayim kibanim, but not bnei banim arayim kibanim to say that the grandchild is going to have to be mechabed the grandfather. There is a sugi in Masecha Sota that sounds more like the Ma'arik. There's a Gemara in Sota that says that someone was raised by his mother's father, Rabbi Yaakov, I forgot who it was raised by his mother's father, and the mother's father said, get me a glass of water or something. And he said, you think I'm chayiv to be mechabed? You're my grandfather, you're not my father. And so it's an interesting way to react with a grandfather. But the implication is that he wasn't chayiv in his kavod because he's a grandfather. So some of the Acharim suggest, I think there are Chashulchan and others, earlier Acharim also, that maybe there's a difference. B'nei banim areim kebanim, but maybe not b'nei banos. Maybe there's a chiv to be mechabit, a grandfather, like the Ramah says, when it's avi ha'av, but maybe not when it's avi ha'em. But then you have to figure out why that would be the case. Why would there not be a chiv to be mechabit avi ha'em the same way there's a chiv to be mechabit avi ha'av? Pashlus is like the Ramah says, like Rashi and Chumash, that there's a chiv in both of them. It's just not the same kavod of kibur av. There's also a discussion in the Achronim. So what if your father and your grandfather, or your mother and your grandfather are sitting there at the same time? So would we normally we say, okay, a person's chayiv and kavod aviv more than kavod of a grandfather. However, there is a halach if mother and father are sitting there together. The Gemara Kiddushin says, since the mother is chayiv and the kavod of the father also, the father, if they're still married, the father comes before the mother. So that's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. So what about a grandfather and a father? The father's chayiv in the honor of his father. So maybe the grandfather should come first, should get kedima, because he's chayiv in the kavod of his father. So some of the Acharim actually suggest that way. The Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva where he quotes a Maram Chagiz who suggests that way, but then he rejects it. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden says it's ridiculous. No, the reason why the mother and the father comes before the mother, because she's chayiv in his kavod, is because they start out even. They start out on the same level of kavod. So how do you decide when everything's even? So then you decide by the fact that she's chayiv in his kavod. But if they're not starting out even, one of them is a father, one of them is a grandfather, so that's the end of the discussion. Father comes first. Of course, if the father says, "I want you, it would pain me to give me first, and I want you to give your grandfather first," so then you listen to the father and you give the grandfather first, because an av shemachal kavod kavod machul, he's certainly allowed to be mochal on his kavod. We assume ritzono shalodam zehu kavodo. If that's what he wants you to do, so that dafke is the kavod of the father. Okay, a lot to discuss on that issue, but we got to go on. Says the Mishnah, ilan shuomid b'tochat chum enof enot echutz l'tchum. You have a tree that's in the tchum, but the branches extend outside of the tchum. Oh, omid chutz l'tchum enof enot echutz l'tchum, or vice versa. We always follow the branch. So wherever you are on the tree is irrelevant. We look at where the branches of the tree are, and that's where we consider you to be. So if you're in the air, if the branches are in the air miklat, anywhere you happen to be on the tree is considered in the air miklat, and vice versa. Reminhi, but says where I'll ask you stira. Ilan shuamid v'nota luchutz, oim luchutz v'nota lufnim, mikneged acham of lufnim kilufnim, mikneged acham v'luchutz kilachutz. When it comes to Meisr Sheni, whether you consider it to be in Yerushalayim or not, when you're on a tree that's right on the border, it doesn't matter where the branches are, where are you? Are you currently inside the walls of the city of Yerushalayim? Then you're in Yerushalayim. Outside, you're outside. It doesn't matter about the branches. So says Gmar, Meisr Ari Miklat Karamis. You're asking a stira between Meisr and Ari Miklat? You can't ask such a stira. Meisr Bechoma Tala Rachmana. Meisr all depends on the wall. Ari Miklat Bedira Tala Rachmana. Ari Miklat is all about Dira. People live, can take up residence by the branches, they can't take up residence by the ikar of the tree. Says Mar, you're right. I can't ask a stira between Meisr and Ari Miklat. By the way, it should be noted there are several sugyas in Shas about trees that are partially here and partially there, but most of those sugyas are not relevant to this. Most of those sugyas relate to mitzvah satlis ba'aretz. Do the trees get chanata from the karka? You know, what do we consider the fruits growing on that tree? Are they getting chanata from the karka, chanata from the avir? Over here, this has nothing to do with that. This is not about the fruits and where they're getting nourished from. So that's why the Gemara only raises this issue of Meisr Sheni versus Ari Miklat, because those are the only two sugyas that actually relate to where are you when you're in part of that tree. Not about the peros and where they're getting yinika from. That's a yinika mikarka. It's a chanata yinika mikarka. Where they're getting yinika from. So that's why we only raise these issues. But says the Gemara, I'll ask you a stira within Meisr. V'rami Meisr a Meisr. On the one hand, we just had a brisa that told us that when it comes to Meisr Sheni, it all depends on are you within the walls or are you outside of the walls? But the Tani Birushalayim halachah harnof bari miklat halachah harnof. That Birushalayim were halachah harnof for Meisr Sheni. So says Mar Amrav Kana lo kasha. Harab Yehuda v'harab banan. It could be that that's a machlok, should be done on the run. The brisa that says you follow the nof goes like Rabbi Yehuda, and the brisa that says that you follow the choma goes like the rabbanan. Did Tanya, because we in fact have such a machlokas as follows. The Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'ma'ara halacha chafischa. That if by a cave you look at the opening of the cave to determine whether you're in Yerushalayim or not, even if you're living underground outside of Yerushalayim, but the opening of the cave is in Yerushalayim, we look at that. Be'ilan halacha chanofa. By a tree we look at the branches. Emer d'shamalei l'Rabbi Yehuda b'ma'isr l'chumra. Yeah, but maybe Rabbi Yehuda only says that when it comes to being machmir in Hilchos Maestros. For example, ikara b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim. Let's say the base of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim, the branches are inside. So then we'd be machmir, ki echi de benofa lo matzi parik, just like you would not be able to be podemeiser when you're in Yerushalayim, when you're by the branches, be karanami lo matzi parik. We're going to be machmir and say that even if you're standing by the base of the tree, you're not going to be allowed to be poda, you're meiser. Ikar mi b'fnim v'nofa mi b'chutz, and if we're reversed, the ikar of the tree is in Yerushalayim, the branches are outside, so ki echi de benofa lo matzi achil, just like you're not allowed to eat meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, so you're not allowed to eat by the branches below Padilla without being poded at first. So by the ikar of the tree, even though it's physically located in Yerushalayim, we follow the nof, the chumra, and we say, no, it's considered like you're outside Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to eat your meisr sheni in that spot. So good, that's the chumra. El gabi ari miklat, but when it comes to ari miklat, bishlami karu b'chutz v'nofa b'fnim. I get it when the tree, the base of the tree is outside of the ir miklat, the branches are inside. So you're going to tell me a chumra, ki just like by the branches which are outside, the Goal Adam may not kill the Rotzeach, so by the ikar of the tree also he's not allowed to kill the Rotzeach because we view it as if he's outside the city. But wait, when the ikar of the tree is bifnim and the nof is bechutz, are you going to tell me that just like he's allowed to kill him by the branches, he's allowed to kill him if he's by the base of the tree? He's inside an ir miklat. How could it be that you'd be allowed to kill him? So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, we're misunderstanding. No, certainly by the ikra of the tree, everyone would agree that you're not allowed to kill him. Even Rabbi Yehuda's Moda, Gol Adam is not allowed to kill him, even if the nof is is outside, because that would be a kula, and we would never go la kula. If the guy is sitting in the nofa, the tree, which is outside of the Ir Miklat, and you're able to shoot him from outside the Ir Miklat, also, then certainly you're allowed to kill him. He's outside the Ir Miklat, you, the Gol Adam, are outside the Ir Miklat, so of course you're allowed to kill him. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is, b'mavi ikaro darga l'nofo. Let's say the guy's not able to shoot at him from outside the Ir Miklat, he has to climb up the tree. How's he going to climb up the tree? He has to go into the Ir Miklat to climb up the tree to reach the guy that's on the branches outside of the Ir Miklat. So mar savar havi ikaro darga l'nofo. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the ikar that's bifnim could serve as a stepladder to get to the Gol Adam, to get to the Rotzeach to go kill him, because the Rotzeach is outside of the Ir Miklat by the Nof. And the Rabbanan say that no, you're not allowed to do that. Ravashi says no, the Braisa, both by Yikar Bifnim Nof B'chutz, both by Yikar Nof Bifnim Yikar B'chutz, we always hold a Chachar Nof. That's only when it comes to Meiser, that you could always say that you're going L'chumra by Meiser. He says no, my Achra Nof, when it says in a brisa by an Ir Miklat that we follow the Nof, it doesn't mean any of that. It's af achar Nof. It means that if Nofo bifnim v'yikaro b'chutz, that we follow even the Nof, meaning by an Ir Miklat only when the branches are inside and the ikar is outside, we follow the Nof l'chumra, that you're not allowed to kill him. But v'yikaro bifnim and Nofo b'chutz, of course you're not allowed to kill him. And that's all we meant to say. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah.